After passing the State Assembly and the Senate, the Slow and Awake bill is expected to be signed into law by Governor Doyle. State Senator Bob Jelk co-authored the bill. He says this is one more way to protect lakes.
The real purpose of the bill is to protect shoreline and fish habitat areas. Serious wave action can do a great deal of damage, and shoreline erosion affects sediment and affects fish habitat.
The bill would give municipalities an option to increase the Slow and Awake zone or shorten it. Jelk says that's important.
Well, it's their decision. It's their option. That's the important part about it. We really give those who live on the lakes the opportunity. Often there are conflicts on these lakes, but I don't think there will be too many near the shore.
Ron Brown is the president of the Minong Flowage Association. He supports the bill and says when vacation season comes, some boaters cut it too close.
We've had some that looks like they have to turn out for our dock. Jeez, that's coming pretty close.
Brown hopes people will respect the new law.
Let's face it, the law is only good as enforcement. You know, we got one warden for this area, so is he going to be able to do much?
For lakes less than 50 acres in size, a Slow No Wake law already exists and carries with it a $173 fine. A conservative news blog called the Apostle Islands Navigator is calling the bill just more government intrusion. The author of the blog, who calls himself the Admiral, declined an interview but did respond to email. In Superior, Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.